सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। श्लोक 272 पेज 336। संसार कारागृह मोक्षमिच्छोः अयोमयं पादनिबन्धशृङ्खलम् वदन्ति तज्ज्ञाः पटुवासनात्रयम् योऽस्माद्विमुक्तः समुपैति मुक्तिम् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि। दिस् हेज़् बीन् दि मेन् थीम् आफ् दिस् टापिक्, मेडिटेट् दट् यु आर् ब्रह्मन्, एण्ड् एनि अदर् ऐडियाज़् दट् कम् अबौट् मै सेल्फ् दट् हेव् टु बि रिमूव्ड् प्रापर्लि, इण्टेलिजेण्ट्लि, लाजिकलि. And if there are vasanas that obstruct my proper thinking, then I have to remove those vasanas. And yesterday we saw this example of the prison, that even if knowledge is there, how the vasanas can obstruct my jivan mukti ananda. I can be miserable with knowledge. Yesterday, I don't know what exactly I mentioned about patu. Patu adjective in the third quarter. Patu vasana, patu will go for vasana as an adjective, which means those vasanas which are really very strong vasanas. So vasanas also can be feeble vasanas, weak vasanas, which can be removed easily, whereas strong vasanas are the ones which will become shackles. Continuing now, example is given in next two shlokas. Jaladi samsarga vashat prabhuta दुर्गन्धधूता गरुदिव्यवासना सङ्घर्षणेनैव विभाति सम्यक् विधूयमाने सति बाह्यगन्धे together. Jaladi samsarga vashat prabhuta durgandha dhutagaru divya vasana sangharshane naiva vibhati samyak vidhuyamane sati bahya gandhe. If there is a piece of sandalwood and if it is exposed to too much moisture, then that piece of sandalwood, instead of giving fragrance, it will develop fungus. And this you might have seen in particular, even if you don't have a piece of sandalwood, sandalwood powder, if it is there, just put some water and leave it outside and in particular in areas like Mumbai and all. So moist, because of humidity, it will suddenly develop some fungus. So then, from that piece of sandalwood or that powder, if you want to bring back the fragrance, you will have to remove that upper layer. It will be much dark green like color. So that example is given in 273. Jaladi Jala Adi. Huh? Jaladi they have written. Jaladi you make it. Jaladi Samsarga Vashat. Prabhuta Durganda Bhuta Agaru Divya Vasana. Agaru means that sandalwood. The great fragrance, Divya Vasana, means great fragrance of sandalwood due to contact with water and moisture, etc. Jala Adi Samsargavashat Durganda Bhuta, that great fragrance starts stinking. Then what you have to do? Rub it. Sangharshanena eva samyak vibhati. It comes back to its original thing when we rub it. When vidhuyamane sati bahya gandhe, the foul smell is external addition. Fragrance is its own nature. Bhagavan Shankaracharya ji can come with beautiful examples. So one is inherent nature. Another is agantuka in Sanskrit we call, something which has come, apparently it is appearing there. So one is inherent, another is apparent. So what is apparent can be removed, inherent will stay, and you don't have to do anything to bring the fragrance in that wood. Fragrance is its nature. Just remove unnecessary things. Like that in the next shloka now. Antaschitananta duranta vasana.
Antaschitananta duranta vasana.
Dhuli vilipta paramatma vasana. Prajnati sangharshanato vishuddha.
Prajnati sangharshanato vishuddha.
Pratiyate chandana gandhavatsphuta.
Pratiyate chandana gandhavatsphuta.
Together, antaschitananta duranta vasana. Dhuli vilipta paramatma vasana. Prajnati sangharshanato vishuddha. Pratiyate chandana gandhavatsphuta. So this is the darshtanta. Previous was drashtanta. In the same way, antaha chita ananta duranta vasana dhuli vilipta. Paramatma vasana. My swarup as satchit ananda, Paramatma is my nature, like the fragrance, inherent. And on that, the antakkarana vasana, they are the dirt. They are like covering my swarupa ananda, my inherent blissful nature, my non-dual nature. Antah chita ananta duranta vasana dhuli vilipta paramatma vasana. Then what do I have to do? So earlier in the example, I take the sandalwood and I rub it on like a stone, you know, you've seen that. So in this case now, what should I do? Take my antakkarana and use a stone and go on rubbing your head against it. No. Prajna ati sangharshanatah vishuddha. The knowledge that I have gained from this shastra, which is Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani, those 10 shlokas, that I am ekameva sad aneka karanam, karanantara nirasa karanam, karya karana vilakshanam, that I am. In this way, I have to go on meditating, go on meditating. I am that absolute truth beyond all plurality. So, this continuous thinking is the rubbing. In other Upanishads, the example is given, it is like the rubbing of the two cups, like churning. So, this process will bring out my nature. Means wherever I have this idea that I need to derive joy from the world, peace from the world, security from the world, or for peace I need to go away from the world, for happiness I want to go away from the world, either way, running towards the world or running away from the world, both are an indication that I am not Brahman, I am a Jiva, and I have to do something else for my peace, my joy, etc. So, this knowledge will tell me I am Advaya Brahma. Where am I going to run away? I am all. So, this thinking will eliminate the need of world to give pleasure, world to give peace, etc. Then the Brahma Swarupa Vishuddha Chandana Gandhavat Sphuta Pratiyate. Then it will shine forth like the fragrance of sandalwood. Means I don't have to do anything to become Brahman. I am already Brahman. On that there is the notion I am Jiva. I am finite. And I need this, I need that, etc. So just remove that. Continuing now. Anatma Vasana Jalaihi Tiro Bhutatma Vasana Nityatma Nishthaya Tesham Nashe Bhati Svayam Sputa Anatma Vasana Jalaihi Tiro Bhutatma Vasana Nityatma Nishthaya Tesham Nashe Bhati Svayam Sputa. When we pronounce Anatma Vasana Jalaihi, then Sa you don't have to pronounce because that Jalaihi Visarga has become Sa. So by Anatma Vasana Jala, the snare of Anatma Vasana, Atma Vasana is Tirobhuta, is hidden, has disappeared as though. Atma Vasana is not available. Then, how to remove it? Nitya Atmanishthaya Tesham Nashe. When that Anatma Vasana is destroyed by continuous Atmanishtha. Atmanishtha means abidance in Atma. Now, what is abidance in Atma? You take Atma and then you abide in it. So this is Atma. I am abiding in it. No, there is, you see, when that's what I said the other day. The moment you use an expression, we should be very clear of what we are talking. It cannot be just words and no understanding dawns. Abidance in the self means abidance in the self-knowledge. Atmanishtha means Atmajnananishtha. Brahmanishtha means Brahmajnananishtha. What is the nature of Brahmajnanam? I am Brahman. This is Brahmajnanam. And I am not anything else. I am not anybody else. This is Brahmajnanam. So Brahmajnananishtha is this. This abidance is what I should seek. By this, tesham anatma vasana nashe svayam sputa bhati. It shines very clearly. Now, next shloka is very beautiful and it tells the progression of sadhana. Yatha yatha pratyagavasthitam manaha.
Yatha yatha pratyagavasthitam manaha.
Tatha tatha munchati bahya vasanah. Nishesha mokshe sati vasananam. Atmanubhuti pratibandha shunya. Yatha yatha pratyagavasthitam manaha. Tatha tatha munchati bahya vasanah. Nishesha mokshe sati vasananam. Atmanubhuti pratibandha shunya. Yatha yatha manaha pratyak avasthitam bhavati. Yatha yatha. As mind becomes more and more turned towards the self. Turned towards the self means? It's not that going out and turning in. This is another expression. Turn your mind towards the self means what? Have self as the object of thought. So when I think, instead of thinking of object of the world, you think of Atma. Yatha yatha manaha pratyak avasthitam bhavati, tatha tatha bahya vasanaha munchati. Then my idea that I am jiva and I need external joy, it will drop. Munchati. Tatha tatha munchati bahya vasana. Nishesha mokshe sati vasananam. When all vasanas are dropped, nishesha mokshe vasananam sati, atmanubhuti pratibandha shunyaha, then atmanubhuti becomes free from all pratibandha. Now yesterday I had asked a question. When will all vasanas go away? We don't know, because today I think all vasanas are gone, then tomorrow something new can show up. Like you remove all weeds from your yard and suddenly next day something new pops up. So how to understand this shloka? Simple example is that you are at a particular point, right? One point is vasanas, negative vasana. Another point is Brahma vasana, Paramatma. So if I am all the way here, then there is more anatma vasana, zero atma vasana. Then I start walking slowly, slowly, slowly. Then I attain paramatma vasana, because as much I go away from anatma vasana, to that extent I will attain paramatma vasana. But remember, nature of moksha is not like that. It is not that right now I am anatma and slowly I am becoming atma or brahma. I am ever brahma. I think I am anatma. So what I need to do is only correct my thinking. I don't need to do anything else. That's why we say this is only jnana marga. You don't need to do any karma. Just correct your misunderstanding. Yesterday in the evening session, I had said, when can Prakriti and Purusha be independently available? Never. It will never happen that Prakriti is separate and Purusha is separate. Means while staying in Prakriti, in the midst of it, I have to know that I am Brahman. A day will come when my gross body will be separate, subtle body will be separate, causal body will be separate, I will be separate, then I will know. It will never happen. So this we have to keep doing, morning, evening class or multiple texts that we study. We have to reconcile the whole thing. Bhagavad Gita, different teachings of Ramayana, you have to reconcile the whole thing. Nishesha mokshe sati vasananam atmanubhuti pratibandha shunya. So this anatma vasana is the pratibandha. Pratibandha is pratibandhosti bhatiti vyavahararha vastuni. That thing which is asti and bhati, is and is not there, is and is known, that thing which is available for cognition, recognition, that thing suddenly becomes not available. That is called pratibandha. So, let's say a piece of paper is there, but suddenly it falls somewhere where it is not available for vyavahara. That is pratibandha. So, I am Brahma, the Sukham of Brahman is my Swarupa, my nature, but for some reason, it is not available. That is Pratibandha, obstacle. So, the shloka that I quoted is in Panchadashi, first chapter. Now, Acharya says, end this superimposition. What is superimposition? Mix up between Atma and Anatma. Bring an end to it. Swatmanyeva sadasthitva mano nashyati yoginah vasananam kshayashchatah swadhyasapanayam kuru swatmanyeva sadasthitva mano nashyati yoginah vasananam kshayashchatah स्वाध्यासापनयम् कुरु। स्वात्मनि एव सदा स्थित्वा योगिनः मनः नश्यति। वासनानां क्षयश्च भवति। वेन एन इंडिविजुअल योगी मीन्स मेडिटेटर साधक अबाइड्स इन द सेल्फ। अबाइड्स इन द सेल्फ मीन्स अबाइड्स इन सेल्फ नॉलेज। सेल्फ नॉलेज इज अवेलेबल थ्रू वेदांत उपनिषद। सो ही कॉन्स्टेंटली स्टडीज और कीप्स इन माइंड हिज माइंड इन द टीचिंग दैट इज कॉल्ड अबाइडेंस इन सेल्फ नॉलेज। स्वात्मनि एव सदा स्थित्वा योगिनः मनः नश्यति। हिज माइंड विल बी डिस्ट्रॉयड एंड वासनाक्षय ऑल्सो विल टेक प्लेस। देयरफॉर स्व अध्यास अपनयम कुरु। स्वाध्यास अपनयम कुरु मीन्स स्व अध्यास अपनयम कुरु। रिमूव द सुपर इम्पोजिशन दैट हैज कम टू यू इन योर माइंड एंड दिस सुपर इम्पोजिशन इज नथिंग बट थिंकिंग दैट आई एम एनवेलप्ड बाय मैटर। आई द पुरुष एम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ प्रकृति। आई द आत्मा एम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ अनात्मा। अध्यास इज अतस्मिंस्तद् बुद्धिः इति अध्यासः। दैट विच इज नॉट ए थिंग इन दैट द नोशन दैट इट इज दैट थिंग इज कॉल्ड अध्यास। इन ब्रह्मसूत्र दिस इज हाउ इट इज डिफाइंड। अनदर डेफिनेशन इज गिवन स्मृति रूपः परत्र पूर्वदृष्ट अवभासः अध्यासः। वॉट इज सुपर इम्पोजिशन? लाइक ए रिकलेक्शन ऑफ समथिंग ऑन समथिंग एल्स। पूर्वदृष्ट परत्र स्मृति रूपः अवभास। सो ए स्नेक विच इज सीन समवेयर एल्स इज नाउ सुपर इम्पोज ऑन रोप विच इज समवेयर एल्स। But that snake is superimposed because I had impression of that snake. This is called smriti rupah paratra purvadrishta avabhasa. Bhagavan Shankaracharya has written big introduction to Brahma Sutra on adhyasa. Clear understanding of problem helps in clear way of solving it. That's why Brahma Sutra is an epitome of Vedantic teaching. The third canon, as they say, Shankara Bhashya on Brahma Sutra. Asya anartha hetoho prahanaya atmaikatva vidya pratipattaye sarve vedantaha arabhyante. Bhagavan Shankaracharya writes, this adhyasa is the anartha hetu. Asya anartha hetu ho prahanaya, to destroy this. How? Atma ekatva vidya pratipattaye, for giving the knowledge of oneness of atma as Brahman, Vedantas begin. Means all Upanishads have one purpose. Bhagavad Gita has one purpose. Therefore, so adhyasa apanayam kuru, remove this superimposition. Tamodvabhyam rajas sattvat sattvam shuddhena nashyati tasmat sattvam avashtabhya स्वाध्यासापनयं कुरु। तमोद्वाभ्यां रजस्सत्वात् स సత్వం శుద్ధేన నశ్యతి తస్మాత్ సత్వమవష్టభ్య స్వాధ్యాసాపనయం కురు. తమోద్వాభ్యాం, సో స్వాధ్యాసాపనయం కురు ఇస్ ది కన్సిస్టెంట్ మెసేజ్. నౌ ఎర్లియర్ వాజ్ బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని, సో నో దట్ యు ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ హియర్ ది కన్సిస్టెంట్ మెసేజ్ ఈస్ రిమూవ్ ది సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్, మీన్స్ రిమూవ్ ది నోషన్ దట్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో అధ్యాస అపనయం కురు. హౌ? బై స్టేయింగ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఇన్ సత్వ. హౌ టు రిమైన్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఇన్ సత్వ? సో దేర్ ఆర్ త్రీ గుణస్, రజస్ తమస్ సత్వ. ఇంక్రీజ్ సత్వ అండ్ eliminate rajas and tamas. To remove tamas, increase sattva and rajas. So tamo dvabhyam, dvabhyam by the two. Dvabhyam means by the two. By which two? Sattva and rajas. Sattva rajobhyam, by sattva and rajas. Remove tamas. So those people who drive at 5 o'clock in the morning, you have to get over tamas to get in the car and drive long distance for work. So it is a great thing. Then slowly that habit of early waking up will help you. You will wake up and then nothing else is there to do, so you will come for Vivek Chudamani session. తమోద్వాభ్యాం దెన్ రజస్ సత్వాత్, రజస్ విల్ గో బై సత్వ, దెన్ ఇంక్రీజ్ సత్వ. దెన్ హౌ విల్ సత్వ ఆల్సో గో? సో హియర్ భగవాన్ భాష్యకార్ శంకరాచార్య, సత్వం శుద్ధేన నశ్యతి. సత్వం విల్ గో వెన్ ఐ థింక్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఈస్ నిర్గుణ. Actually, this shloka will be highlighted in 14th chapter of Gita. Whole 14th chapter is the three gunas and how to go beyond the three gunas. So that we are going to see in Alpha Rata. Tamo dvabhyam rajas sattvat, sattvam shuddhena nashyati. Understand, Brahma is nirguna, means I am nirguna. The three gunas make Brahma saguna. Saguna means along with guna. Nirguna means free from gunas. So tamodvabhyam rajas sattvat sattvam shuddhena nashyati. Sattvam nashyati means I will not be without sattva also. I will remain sattvic, but I will not cling on to sattva. తస్మాత్ దేర్ ఫోర్ సత్వం అవష్టభ్య, దేర్ ఫోర్ యూ జస్ట్ గో ఆన్ ఇంక్రీజింగ్ సత్వ. ఫర్ దోస్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ది ఏజ్ గ్రూప్ దట్ ఐ సీ హియర్, ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఆర్ యంగ్స్టర్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్, బట్ ఇన్ జనరల్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఎట్ హోమ్ ఆర్ ఓవర్. దే ఆర్ సమ్ వేర్ నౌ చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దట్ నీడ్స్ టు బి డన్. Once in a while you have to do. Then what should I do? Fill your whole day with sattvic activities. This is what you do. This tasmat sattvam avashtabhya means keep your whole schedule, some japa, some dhyanam, some study, some teaching, some discussion, writing, blog, you know, they go on typing everything, put it on blog. Somebody will read. Do translation. Do word for word meaning. So we have given a project. I asked working with few people on this. In the course, many of the students, including Shiva, they all transcribed all my talks for Vedanta students and have some Sanskrit Bhashya and all. Everything is now being uploaded on CIF server. So that is a way to keep your mind in this, and many people will have then access to those details. So keep your mind in sattva. Once in a while, see what happens in sadhana. Person who is too much into tamas and rajas, once in a while, if he does some sattvic thing, he will record it. Right? Like for example, let's say you don't do much of study, satsang, etc. Then you attend two satsangs in 1 year. Everywhere that fellow goes, he'll tell, oh, I attended this Swami's class. I attended this. All he has done is attended two sessions. And then there is another fellow. For 2 days, he did not attend. Rest 363 days. Other than satsang, shravanam, mananam, there is nothing else. So in that person's mind, what is going to be registered is, those 2 days I didn't study. That's all. This other fellow will remember that only 2 days I studied, and he will brag about it. And this other fellow who missed 2 days, that's all he will remember, because everything else is his nature. That is his second nature, which he doesn't have to think. Like we don't write down every day, today I was breathing well, next day I was breathing, because breathing is my nature. Like that, Vedanta should become part of my life. So then you don't have to make note that in this year I attended 3 yajñas. Every day is yajña only. Every day is jnana yajña. So every day I have, from the day I left Mumbai, every day I am having at least 2 talks. One or 2 days break I take. But study, because when you take break, you study so that you are ready for next thing. Keep yourself occupied this way. Until the next course begins, then again, morning, afternoon, evening, 3 sessions. So in this way, adhyanam will help you. This is how. And of course, in the other time when nobody is around, you do your own thing. One Swamiji told me, when you are not feeling very sleepy, just listen to your own talk. And then he said, this is what I do. And I don't feel sleepy.
Tamodvabhyam rajas sattvat sattvam shuddhena nashyati tasmat sattvam avashtabhya svadhyasapanayam kuru.
As I told you, I think yesterday or day before, that this portion also has a sannyasi in mind who doesn't do anything else. This is his full-time, not part-time spiritual seeker, full-time spiritual seeker. So now, what should I do about my livelihood, living, etc.? Prarabdham pushyati vapuhu. Iti nishchitya nishchalaha. Dairyamalambya yatnena. Swadhyasapanayam kuru.
प्रारब्धं पुष्यति वपुः इति निश्चित्य निश्चलः धैर्यमालम्ब्य यत्नेन स्वाध्यासापनयं कुरु स्व अध्यास अपनयं कुरु. सो दिस पोर्शन आई लव, यू नो, दिस ब्रह्मतत्वमसि भावयात्मनि एंड स्वाध्यासापनयं कुरु. मेनी टाइम्स इन ज्ञान यज्ञ आई हैव टेकन ओनली दिस फॉर मॉर्निंग मेडिटेशन because this is most applicable to you also as a sadhaka, and this is advanced, means not what is annamaya pranamaya, no need of discussing anymore. Prarabdham pushyati vapuhu, don't worry about your body, food, clothing, shelter. Prarabdha will push the body. Pushyati means it will nourish the body, it will take care of body. We don't know where our food is going to come from. We end up somewhere, somebody brings food. So, leave lot of details to prarabdha. Means you don't worry about, no, I have to go and do my job, I have to do this, I have to do that. You take care of studies, reflection, meditation, everything else will fall in place. And if there is any inconvenience, that is where your titiksha will help. Because everything may not work according to how we desire. So you say, don't worry, don't do too much karma to fix the situation. That's why titiksha is defined in this way. What is the definition of titiksha in Vivek Chudamani? सहनम सर्व दुखानाम अप्रतिकार पूर्वकम. डोंट रेजिस्ट एनी प्रॉब्लम. दैट्स व्हाई अवर इंडियन वे ऑफ थिंकिंग इज प्रॉब्लम इज देयर, डोंट टेक मेडिसिन, लीव फॉर वन डे, टू डेज, थ्री डेज, देन यू सी. दिस इज अप्रतिकार पूर्वक. डॉक्टर्स विल नॉट लाइक दिस आइडिया. बट द अदर एक्सट्रीम इज लिटिल सम प्रॉब्लम, ओपन द start popping pills. Apratikara purvakam. Chinta vilapa rahitam. And not worry and grieve. So worry over future, grieving over past. Don't do this. Chinta vilapa rahitam. This is titiksha. That's why the idea of divorce and all also was never there in Indian scripture. You just live, that's all. Fix it. That's the only solution they have. Make it work. So have titiksha. Let go of your personal ragadvesha. Because grahasthashram is for sadhana. Grahasthashram is not for whether I am right or he is right or she is right. Grahasthashram is for sadhana. So, prarabdha will take care. Iti nishchitya, having done this nishchaya, nishchalaha, be firm. Dhairyam alambya yatnena. With great patience, dhairyam alambya. Yatnena means, and you might have to put forth effort for this. To make things work means, see, look at this stanza in a lifestyle of sannyasi. So let's say you decided that I want to do full-time study, reflection, etc., right? And in that now I have given up everything else. So if somebody will ask, what about your clothes? It says somebody will give. Food, somebody will give. Stay, somewhere I will stay. So now in that, if discomfort is there, or I need to make adjustments from my lifestyle and this, and if I start feeling, no, this is not what I want. I took sannyasa, but I think in 10 days I have decided now, revert back. You say, no, dhairyam alambya.
have patience. Or somebody says, you know, like you see, oh, the somewhere a guru is there. He's going to teach. Now I have to go there. So go there means you will have to change your lifestyle to accommodate that thing. Guru will not come home. You will have to go to ashram. So when you go to ashram and stay there, then your pillow is not there and your refrigerator and everything is not there. So certain things I can make arrangement. But those things will take away your time. It may give some convenience. For example, you need some medicine and that has to be kept in cold weather. Then you keep it. But every now and then, oh, I need this. I'm going to market. So the moment class is over, where are you going? What is that? Haiko. D-Mart and Haiko going there to get this. We have in close to ashram. People just, not the first few days people go, after that they get tired of going and they think it is waste of time. Have patience, get used to the current scenario, etc. Dairyamalambe yatnena swadhyasapanayam kuru naham jiva param brahmeti atadvyavrittipurvakam vasana vegatah prapta swadhyasapanayam kuru. There is a correction. Naham jiva param brahmeti. That brahmetye is there. That a matra you have to remove. Gita ji, your book, what does it say? Brahmetya, correct. Not brahmetyeta. Right? Together. Naham jiva param brahmeti. Atadvyavrittipurvakam vasana vegatah prapta swadhyasapanayam kuru. Na aham jivaha param brahma iti atadvyavrittipurvakam. By atadvyavritti, atadvyavritti means not this, not this, not this, this negation that I am not jiva, I am brahman. I am not this individual kinchidnya, little knowledge, little entity. I am not this. I am infinite. Na aham jivaha param brahma iti atadvyavritti rupakam, atadvyavritti purvakam. So by such atadvyavritti, negation, vasana vegata prapta sva adhyasa apanayam kuru. This adhyasa which has come due to vasana vega. Erroneous thinking is also because of past erroneous thinking. They just go on pushing me to think in erroneous way. Why do I think I am jiva? This is the vasana. Why do I think I am karta, I am bhokta? This is vasana. So vasana vegata prapta adhyasa. Na aham jiva. I am not jiva. But param brahma. So atad vyavritti is by negation. I am not gross. I am not subtle. Asthulam. Ananu. Ahriswam. I am not short. I am not dirgha. Adirgham. I am not tall. Like that, go on negating. I am not white, I am not brown, I am not yellow, I am not black. I am not man, I am not woman, I am not young, I am not old. I am not Indian, I am not American, I am not European, I am not anybody, I am Brahman. I am not engineer, I am not doctor, I am not MBA, accountant, this, that. I am not Brahmachari. Na brahmachari na grihi vanastaha bhikshur na chaham nijabodharupaha.
Hastamalakacharya says, I am not this. Naham manushyo nacha deva yakshau na brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudraah na brahmachari na grihi vanastah bhikshur nachaham nijabodha rupah. I am neither brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. I am not brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprasthi, sannyasi. Then who are you? Brahman. So no varna, no ashrama. This way, go on telling yourself. Deny entirely all your superimpositions. Shrutya yuktya swanubhutya. Jnatva sarvatmyam atmanah. Kvachida bhasatav prapta. Swadhyasapanayam kuru. Shrutya yuktya swanubhutya. Jnatva sarvatmyam atmanah. Kvachidabhasatav prapta swadhyasapanayam kuru. Remove your adhyasa by shruti. Shrutya means by studying Upanishads. Yuktya by using logic, logical arguments. And swanubhutya. Swanubhuti means with your day-to-day experience, find proper conviction from day-to-day experience, get conviction. Swanubhuti means this. Shrutya yuktya swanubhutya. Experience of Atma is there all the time. Correct? When do I not experience Atma? Never. Even in sleep, I experience, I am Atma. That which is there in all three states. Jagrat, Swapna, Sushuptishu, Sputatara, Yasam Vidujrumbate, Ya Brahmadi, Pipilikantatanushu prota jagat sakshini. So in waking, dream, deep sleep, all the three, Atma is there. In fact, because Atma is there, tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam tasya bhasa sarvam idam. Everything else is known because Atma is there. So what do I need to do to experience Atma? Just know that Atma cannot not be experienced. I can not experience some things. If this book I don't want to experience, I can close my eyes. I can look somewhere else. If this side I don't want to see, I can look the other side. So this part of the hall is not experienced. If I go to dream, body is not experienced. If I go to deep sleep, mind is not experienced. Chidabhasa is not experienced. But I am there all the time. Balyadishvapi jagradadishutatha sarvasvavasthaswapi vyavrittasu anuvartamanam aham ityantaspurantam sada swatmanam prakati karoti bhajatam yo mudraya bhadraya tasmai shri guru murtaye nama idam shri dakshina murtaye. Today all quotations are coming. దక్షిణామూర్తి, మనీషా పంచకం, హస్తమాలక స్తోత్రం. సో దిస్ ఈ శృతి, కీప్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఇన్ సీ నౌ ఆల్ కనెక్షన్స్ హ్యావ్ టు కమ్. సో యూ కెనాట్ సే దాట్ నో 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 ఐ హ్యావ్ వెరీ లిటిల్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, యూ మే నాట్ హ్యావ్ మెమరీ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్, బట్ యూ సే యా సేమ్ ఐడియా ఈజ్ గివన్ ఇన్ ఆల్ అదర్ గ్రంథ. శ్రుత్యా యుక్త్యా స్వానుభూత్యా జ్ఞాత్వా సార్వాత్మ్యం ఆత్మనః నో దట్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్. క్వచిత్ ఆభాసత ప్రాప్త, సమ్ ఆభాస ఇస్ దేర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ అధ్యాస హెస్ కమ్ నిగేట్ ఇట్. వన్ మోర్ శ్లోక వి విల్ సి. అన్నాదాన విసర్గాభ్యాం ఈశన్నాస్తి క్రియా మునేః తదేక నిష్ఠయా నిత్యం స్వాధ్యాసాపనయం కురు. అన్నాదాన విసర్గాభ్యాం ఈశన్నాస్తి క్రియా మునేః తదేక నిష్ఠయా నిత్యం స్వాధ్యాసాపనయం కురు. నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ స్పిరిచువల్ జర్నీ వన్ స్ట్రగల్ ఈజ్ ఫుడ్ టేస్ట్. ఐ వాంట్ టేస్టీ ఫుడ్. వాట్ ఫుడ్ యూ హ్యావ్ కుక్డ్, దెర్ ఈజ్ నో సాల్ట్ ఇన్ దిస్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో టేస్ట్. సో నౌ హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ మునేహే అన్న ఆదాన, ఇన్ ఈటింగ్ ఫుడ్, ఇన్ టేకింగ్ ఫుడ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఎక్స్క్రీషన్ విసర్గ, ఈశన్ నాస్తి క్రియ. ఏ సాధక హ్యాజ్ నో క్రియ, నాట్ ఈవెన్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్. మీన్స్ హీ డస్ నాట్ టేక్ ఎఫర్ట్ ఇన్ ఐఎమ్ ఈటింగ్ దిస్, ఐ వాంట్ టు ఎంజాయ్ లైక్ దాట్. అన్న ఆదాన అండ్ విసర్గ. సో ఇన్ కీపింగ్ ది స్టమక్ ఎంప్టీ ఆల్సో హీ డజన్ హ్యావ్ టు పుట్ ఫోర్ టూ మచ్ ఎఫర్ట్. ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఈజీ. అదర్వైజ్ హోల్ డే, యాజ్ ఐ సే ఐ వాస్ టెలింగ్ యెస్టర్డే మార్నింగ్ టు నౌ డీటాక్స్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ అండ్ మేక్ దీస్ మేక్ దాట్ బికాస్ ది హోల్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఐఎమ్ ఈటింగ్. ఈశన్ నాస్తి క్రియామునే, నాట్ ఈవెన్ ఎ లిటిల్. దెన్ తదేక నిష్ఠయా నిత్యం బై ఆత్మనిష్ట, తద్ నిష్ట మీన్స్ ఆత్మనిష్ట ఆర్ బ్రహ్మనిష్ట. స్వాధ్యాసాపనయం కురు, రిమూవ్ దిస్ అధ్యాస. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. టుమారో మార్నింగ్ ఈజ్ అవర్ ఫైనల్ సెషన్. విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు కన్క్లూడ్ 10 మోర్ శ్లోకాస్ వి విల్ డూ. సో దిస్ టాపిక్ అప్ టు 292.